This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open up your ears, open up your mind, and open up your heart. That's what we're about here. A lot of heart. Nothing happens on this program until your, what's the old expression? Make sure your mind is in motion. But make sure your mind is in gear before your mouth is in motion. Try to live by that here. Not always do we do it, but I guess I'll speak for myself. Not always do I do it. Jennifer, however, is always in the mode, as is Victoria. And Jay, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the consultants to reality here on the DJV program. So I want to talk about, we got a couple of COVID things floating around here that ought to get some attention. FDA giving its approval for all of us to get booster shots that are different from the vaccine that we initially received. A lot of hoopla about that. There's a whole big spread today in the New York Times that basically goes through what they call it the full truth. And they go through a lot of the missteps the government has taken. And I don't want to waste a lot of time on that. There's no such thing as perfection. I can easily criticize the government because there are too many cooks and not enough, what are they used to do? Too many cooks and not enough Indians? I'm sure there's somebody who'd be offended by that, but too many cooks
that
and not enough.
That was chiefs and Indians. You've just mixed
yeah.
metaphors.
I don't know what too many, yeah, too many cooks, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Ha, ha, ha.
Too many cooks, not enough diners.
You know those Indian chefs. They're really something to watch out for.
Actually,
very spicy.
A lot of turmeric or cumin, good for you. Keep your heart going. Keep your mind accurately.
I've been in trouble, not to totally derail you, but I started taking a turmeric supplement.
Yeah.
And I can't do it in the mornings. Like, it just, I don't know, it makes my stomach so uneasy.
We got to have something with it.
You have to eat food with it. Yeah. Because yeah. I take one too, and I do it after I eat. Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I don't know how you take, I can't take supplements. Excuse me. I take about 30 a day. I got to take them with food because otherwise the stuff doesn't go down. I can't just,
because I take a handful, and but usually it's been fine. And then I added the turmeric, and then I added these big fish oil ones that are gigantic. And I thought, okay, it's got to be one or the other. So I separated them out, and sure enough, it's the turmeric that gets me. Because I don't usually have to eat. And it's not even like it does, like, you know, embarrassing things. It just makes my stomach feel so nauseous and unsettled. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel nauseous. Like, it's not like
it's highly concentrated. And if you think about it, if you eat an Indian meal that has turmeric in it, you're not eating nearly as much of it as you are swallowing in that pill. So
very strong anti-cancer agents.
It's wonderful for you, but definitely make sure you put something in your stomach. Yeah.
Right. And that, but you see, here we are again with the question. I know I'm way off the reservation here when we started talking about COVID, but I think this is important to engage everybody's head in this for a minute. Last week we were talking about a study. I think I talked about it with both Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, and we talked about it here. The fact that fish oil supplements may not be as good for you as previously thought. And this comes from the same playbook as all the other things that we're told, yep, they're good for you, and then 3 years later, oops, no, they're not good for you. So I get all worked up because Ken said that certain fish oil supplements, and I understand because Jack says if they are man-made, then they're no good for you.
Not man-made, but you want them to be natural, not synthetic.
You want them to come from fish. Right. You want fish oil. Hello, what
but
a concept.
Fish oil
actually comes, instead of being synthetic, I want it to come from a fish.
But the problem, though, is most fish oil supplements are already rancid by the time you even put them in your mouth. So they're not doing anything for you. In fact, they could be doing more harm than
bad
good.
Bad breath.
So you have to really be careful.
Breath. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the next step after that, Victoria, is that Ken said that the study suggested that people who take fish oil supplements for a long period of time risk AFib. So
great.
I said to him, what are you talking? What is this?
Wait, now fish oil that was supposed to save
yes.
your heart is now
yes.
hurting it? Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Yeah.
What did Jack say?
Jack had Lewis disagreed.
Jack had my husband, Lewis, on, he still takes them, the cod liver oil
yep. Me too.
Pills. Yep. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's okay?
Yeah. Well, okay. Jack says it's okay. Ken says.
But Ken says you get AFib.
Hey, Ken says don't get it from a, because you can't trust the supplement makers. And in this case,
well,
I
see,
trust
Ken
Jack
is
and
right,
I trust standard
and I
process.
Trust standard process, yes.
Most of the stuff is garbage. Most of the,
yeah,
I love
true.
These ads for Nature's Way, approved by an independent laboratory. That's garbage. The laboratory belongs to them. And so when you see those ads for, I mean, you can tell by looking at the bottle, actually. The bottle looks like it's a fake phony baloney, you know, with all the colors and stuff trying to get your attention. Yeah, the fish oil, I'll take two fish oil supplements. One of them comes in a white bottle, the other one comes in a brown bottle. The brown bottle actually is better because the sunlight, when
it
hits the fish oil, is what makes it rancid.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So anyway, what I was...
Sorry, if you just heard me go and sound annoyed, it's not because of you. I just happened to be looking at Twitter where the NIH... Now, we're not talking about fish oil, but we are talking about health, so follow the train here.
You go ahead.
So... Remember, look at you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please explain what you're thinking.
This is what happens when you're like monitoring Twitter and then something pops
well,
up. And
this
you're
is
like,
what
oh,
happens
man.
In real conversations in real life. I'm
well,
not projecting or programming what you're thinking, or even. I mean, I started to go in a particular place because I wanted to talk about how confusing the guidance has been with J&J vaccine and whether you should or you shouldn't get a second one. Blah blah blah. So now you've got something else. Help yourself.
Well, under the guise of darkness, last night the National Institute of Health, where Fauci works and where Director Collins works, he just go away.
He's about to retire.
Yeah, well, now maybe we know why. So the NIH corrected untruthful assertions by both Director Collins and by NIAID Director, Dr. Fauci, that the NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. NIH now states that the Eco Health Alliance violated terms and conditions of the NIH grant that they
so
now
the
labeled
Eco Health
that
Alliance
corrected.
Is that Peter guy, right?
Peter Sarzak, who is working alongside of Fauci here. This is what we've known all along, but yet Fauci continues to deny it. And now they had to amend testimony that was given
Why is Fauci
by
still
both
there?
Fauci
the
and Collins because they lied.
Yeah. Well,
and how
so
many
here,
people will even discuss it? How many people will go back? The damage
so wait, so you're saying so wait, I'm a little confused. So you're saying that the NIH has put out a statement?
Yeah, they amended their
suggesting
testimony.
That Fauci was up to his Mickey.
Because you know they all have to
stuff.
Testify, and
right.
So when they all
and
testify,
if they
give
catch them lying, they go to jail. That's basically the bottom line. That's how they catch all these people, not because they did something wrong, but because they lied about it. So, anyway, this is worth noting, back to the CDC and the COVID vaccines. If you have a Johnson, your father, this is your father, Jennifer, he got a J&J shot, okay?
No, he didn't. You
I thought he did.
Did.
I thought
because
he told me
he he's remembering, Jen, that he wanted to get, or that was what he was
yeah,
going
to that was
get
one of the ones we were both considering at the beginning. We were both interested in the Johnson & Johnson, but no.
But right. See, like the antibody thing, I mean, I have a lot of friends who've had their antibodies tested, but we don't know what the level is needed. So how does
yeah,
the
we don't know
doctor...
What the, but the same thing is that we don't know what the level is either with the people who get the vaccine. People who have, according to my dad, and according to both of our doctors, the natural immunity is still a lot more effective for people rather than just the vaccine. Now, he'd be doubly protected if he wanted to get the vaccine. He just has chosen not to go down that path yet.
All right. So anyway, so back to the what we started talking about almost 10 minutes ago, whether or not to get a booster shot if you have the J&J vaccine. There has been yes answers to that question, no answers to that question. And so there's a newsletter that comes out every week from the CDC that supposedly confirms the decision that you ought to have a shot of anything after you another J&J, or you can mix and match, but it's very confusing. And this is why some people don't get the vaccine, because there's still, maybe whether you like this part of the explanation or not, Victoria, because I'm with you when it comes, and Jay is too, and Jennifer's not quite on the same page. Not to, she just has a different thought about it. But the confusion that reigns here is a reason that people will not get the vaccine, because they say, well, what are we supposed to take? And you can say, well, this person says he's the expert. Get that. The perfect example is what
anything,
Ken, is what we were just talking about with fish oil. Ken says, don't take it because it's going to maybe give you AFib. I've been taking fish oil supplements for 35 years. And I said to him, excuse me, I called him the other night and I said, what are you telling me? At 35 years, I've been taking fish oil supplements. You're going to tell me, I'm saying to you, if I don't have AFib now, then I'm not going to get it from fish oil. So, well, he says you can never tell, it could start tomorrow. Just have fish,
okay.
oily fish, three or four times a week. Well, I don't mind salmon. It's not my favorite. But I don't like some of the other really oily, yucky, like catfish. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have...
Peter.
Last night I had a nice piece of white fish with some rice and broccoli, and it was great. But there's not as much oil in that as there are in these other, as Jay is suggesting, these other bottom feeders. There's not as much either. It's the same with crab and with shrimp and with lobster. You know, everybody says, oh, those are yummy. They're great. And they're good for you. No, they're loaded with cholesterol. And they're bottom feeders, so you don't really know what you're eating. I love lobster. Of all the fish, I'll have lobster as a real delicacy.
But lobster doesn't give you the same benefits, though. It's
a
crustacean,
not
so
at
it
all.
Doesn't give you. Yeah.
Right. No, I'm just saying I like the taste of it,
but, yeah.
but I don't like what there may be in it these days, because they're crawling around on the bottom with all the plastic tin cans and stuff that are on the bottom of the ocean. So who wants to eat that stuff? Did I get my point across from the beginning of the segment?
I have no idea what we're talking about. No.
We've been all over the place, so I don't know.
We have. Get another shot if you got a. Is J&J, get another shot. That's basically
get a Pfizer or a Moderna.
And the explanations. There's an explanation today of why the explanations heretofore have not really explained what was going on properly. So you want to bite into that. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Customers here at the DJV program, also known as listeners, are interested in things gossipy and trendy, and that's why Jay Kirshner is here with the latest from the Paris Hilton camp. She still has long, skinny legs, right?
She's still tall and thin. And, yeah.
Okay. It's an interesting way to start, but okay.
Sure.
Well, she does have long, skinny legs. All right, what else? What's her problem or what's going on with her?
Well, she is part of a team lobbying for a bill aimed at cracking down on abuse in facilities for troubled teens. This would be, this would also be for like welfare agencies, juvenile justice systems, school districts, any place where parents are being misled, where kids are being abused. They are being told they can't contact their parents. They're being even denied food and clean drinking water. Paris had revealed that she was traumatized and abused when she was in four different facilities. She was strangled. She was told that she can't contact her parents. And when she did contact her parents, she was told she better not say anything about what's been going on there. And so Paris is part of the team that was speaking on Capitol Hill yesterday to lobby for this bill to be passed to crack down on this and hold these facilities accountable.
This is ridiculous. And then this stuff that she went through, I mean, she was partying a lot. Her parents didn't know what to do with her. So instead of sending her to, like, a Swiss boarding school like most wealthy people, for some reason they ended up being convinced to send her to one of these facilities. She was monitored in the shower. She was denied, I mean, she was slapped in the face. Like, the stuff she was talking about is, it's just abuse. And then when she would try to tell her parents that, you know, they were abusing her, the actual administrators at this facility told Rick and Kathy Hilton that all the kids lie. They all try to say the same lie, and convinced her parents that she was not telling the truth about it. This is just child abuse. There's no other way around it. And parents were paying money to have their daughter abused.
Great.
It's so bizarre. It's just when she came out with that story, it makes you think, how does this even happen?
How does it happen to Paris Hilton, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And how does she trust her parents? Like, she seems close with her parents. She's getting married this coming weekend, and her parents
Paris
are, you know,
Hilton.
And so November 11th, I think she's getting married. But
how many times has she been engaged?
A few. Three or four, maybe. But this is the first time she's going to make it down the aisle. But, like, how do you trust your parents? Like, when your parents send you to multiple facilities where you've been abused and they don't believe you, how do you ever mend that relationship again? And obviously, this answers a whole lot about Paris Hilton and her Peter Pan complex and the baby doll voice and the whole thing. Like, I feel like...
Well, but hasn't she said that the baby doll voice thing is kind of more of a character that she slides into when she's in front of people or on the scene?
Yeah, but normal people don't do that unless you've got some trauma in your history there. I don't know. I just think this explains a whole lot about her. Hmm. I mean, I wish her the best. This is horrible that she had to go through this. I hope the marriage
Yeah,
works.
And thank goodness she's fighting. She's fighting and speaking out for those who haven't been able to. They even point out that the troubled teen industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. It needs to be addressed.
Well,
I'm sure
troubled
Brendan
seniors.
Probably saw a lot of that, right, Doug? Your son
he did see a lot of that.
Worked at helping, you know, helping kids.
Young children, his clients were teenagers of always wealthy Los Angeles media people. Those were his clients. Always in trouble, and the parents always were the ones that were the problem. So,
well, they were probably like, let me just throw money at this to get the problem to go away rather than addressing the problem with their kids. I've seen it with parents and babies where they get upset at the baby for doing something or not meeting the baby not meeting them halfway, and it's like, you are the adult. This is a baby. They don't have the brain capacity to understand. They're not doing it
on
purpose.
Hello, they're children. Yep, yeah. So, but there's a lot of, that's part of what we were talking about earlier on, the enabling of parents who, now there's so many distractions from parenting that people can hide behind, if you will, the extracurricular activities, I gotta work more, I mean, it's always an excuse. If you wanna have a child and take care of it. You don't wanna, put a plug in it. That's it. End of story.
I mean, so many people have kids just to, like, see what they're gonna look like. And it's, I don't understand that, right?
Or to save them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the coroner has not made an official announcement, remains of a body found in a Florida nature preserve are believed to be that of Brian Laundrie. Laundrie family attorney Stephen Bertolino on CNN.
It's quite sad. You can imagine as a parent finding your son's belongings alongside some of the remains, and that's got to be heartbreaking, and I can tell you that they are heartbroken.
The FBI says the remains are in poor condition and have been underwater until recently. Gabby Petito and Brian were traveling cross-country when Gabby's murdered body was found in Wyoming. We'll have more when the coroner makes an announcement. South Korea has conducted the first test launch of its domestically built rocket. Television images on Thursday show the Korean Satellite Launch Vehicle 2, informally called Nuri, which means world, rising upwards from a launch site in Goeng, leading a flume of flame. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
After a recent visit to the border crisis, Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax Wednesday that the open border policy brought on by Democrats and President Biden is being done intentionally.
If the federal government is going to send illegal immigrants to your community, they should be talking to your local and state officials, and Senator Hagerty and I wrote legislation to require the federal government to provide that transparency. Border Patrol says get out there and start building that wall. Yeah. They were so grateful President Trump had done something they had been asking for decades.
The senator goes on to say the Biden administration is trying to roll back anything that President Trump put on the books. That is their border policy. This is very intentional, and moving these illegal immigrants across the country is very intentional. This is their plan, end quote. President Biden is on the road trying to push his social spending plan. Chris Barnes reports.
President Biden appeared in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, pitching his multi-trillion-dollar spending package and calling for more investments in the country's workers. And he also disputed claims by Republicans that it's all just trying to further liberal interests.
These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency.
Lawmakers are expected to vote on the infrastructure bill itself before the end of the month. Reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Nothing happens in your life until you want it to happen. People say, oh, and what's the old thing from people? What are you laughing at?
You, all the sayings.
This is how this is how we start the show again. It's what? Just laughing.
Why are you laughing? It's just the angels we have heard on high. All right, never mind. I mean, actually, I was just researching what's happening on the blacklist is starting back again. I wanted to find out what's going on there. And apparently there are...
I always love to hear your recap.
Big changes in Chicago Fire. So those are the things. That was what I was researching during our break here at the bottom of the hour. I do want to go back to some of the COVID stuff, please, ladies. United Kingdom registering nearly 500,000 COVID cases in the past couple of weeks, more than France, Germany, Italy, and Spain combined. So what the heck's going on there? Their numbers are going up, where the rest of the world pretty much is it back to Boris being a bad guy again because his leadership is not very good?
Well, or, I mean, he just, a lot of experts, including his own health experts, advised against him doing this, like, mass opening, you know, where there are no masks and no social distancing. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I have a friend who had to move over to London in February or March. And when she and her husband got there, she was like, this is crazy. We're the only people wearing masks. No one's taking Delta seriously at all. And, you know, now look where they are. It's just, it's crazy. Now they're going to have to go back because they're going to have to course correct because they are in such a bad shape. The hospitals are buckling. They're right back to where they were. And everyone else in the world is moving forward and getting better. And now they're going to have to start doing, as everyone else is coming out of restrictions and reopening things in the European
Union.
But see,
this is how the cycle starts.
They're going to have to go back to closing it up again.
Somebody, we've seen it here in America, where there's a group that doesn't adhere to what makes sense, mm-hmm. and then it starts this cycle all over again, because unless you pretty much get uniformity, if there's an exception to the rule, then, and you've seen it, there was a couple of countries in South America, the same thing. I thought it was interesting that the city of Melbourne, Australia, coming out of the longest lockdown of any major city in the world, they've been in and out of this. But for the most part, there are five or six other cities where there have been people that have been required to wear masks. And they've been much more aggressive about it, I think, haven't they, in Australia? Because they had a bigger problem. They let it go, too.
Aggressive about it? Are you kidding me right now?
They locked everything down.
They were locking people in their homes.
Yeah.
And you had to check in every 15 minutes with the cops. They're living under tyranny. They're not
aggressive. Well, that's what they did in China, too, remember?
Yeah, but you would think Australia is not China.
Right. No, you would, but the Prime Minister now has confirmed that they've reached the target of inoculations of 80%. So is it going to take, can you imagine something like that happening in America?
Yes,
you tell us,
I
buddy.
Can. I
you
can imagine that, which is really sad that I can, but yes, I can. Mm.
Well, I don't think it may be that somebody might have that idea, Jennifer, but it would never stick. It wouldn't. It just wouldn't. There would be too much. There's already resistance now. I'd resist. I'm happy to tell you what I've done and what I think you ought to do, but that's what makes sense. Not what you ought to do, but what makes sense to consider, and then you do your own thing. But there are a lot of people that are calling for stricter emergency measures and warning that with the cold weather approaching, that could start something else again. Who knows what.
Well, the problem is that right now in England, less than half of the people who are over 80 years old have received the booster. So they're so far behind. They were way ahead initially with vaccinations.
But why is that, Victoria? Why?
I don't know.
Ireland, your family's from Ireland, they have been pretty good about it, but now they've got a problem. Yeah. Right?
Well, no, Ireland's gotten a lot better. Ireland is now like the number one country to be in during Delta. So Ireland, but Ireland's very small and it's easy to control.
Isolate. Yeah. Right, it is. Okay. Now let's go back to what's going on in our country. In Tampa Bay, 4,500 residents, 36 per day have died from COVID over the 4 months the Florida Department of Health didn't share daily information. So why didn't they? Is this just a political thing
political.
With the governor?
DeSantis wants to claim that he was perfect and that Florida was amazing and did all this stuff the right way. And we've been saying there have been certain leaks that have come out. And, he says, oh, well, that's not the real data. Well, yeah, now this is all over the local news in Tampa. If I was a Tampa resident, I'd be pissed. 4,500 people died and no one talked about it. He covered
it up. Look at New York. I mean, this isn't the first time. Look at how bad New York
was. But those deaths.
Lied to people. Put
the deaths in the nursing you're talking
homes.
About the nursing homes, yeah.
Yeah, and he also manipulated the numbers. He also lied about.
Well, he's
the numbers
no longer governor. So if you're making that argument, then DeSantis shouldn't be governor.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like it's the first time. I think they've manipulated numbers in California. I think there have been number manipulation all the
Who
way through.
Who is that? When you look at all this
think,
stuff,
I don't think
about
we're
going to
ever
Fauci.
Really know.
Well,
the real
that's my that's my not. Question.
Or, I mean,
Who
years.
Is transparent? Who is honest? Who's treating us like adults in terms of handling the information? And is it just all about the bottom line? There's a whole expose about Pfizer today. Go ahead.
Oh, an expose about Pfizer? Go ahead.
Well, the fact that they have been manipulating information, and it's all been for the benefit of their stockholders, and the amount of money. Nobody knows how much the United States government is paying to Pfizer to supply. It's a secret
that
contract.
That Project Veritas video that came out a couple weeks ago had the guys, the scientists that were working for Pfizer on video basically saying that Pfizer has now become a company of the government, that all of the money that they're getting is COVID money, and that's kind of like, that's just it. And
that's all they get.
They're
dependent on government money. Yeah. That's basically
that's
right. That's
stock
it.
Didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, no. There you go. It's not going to any of those companies go anywhere. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another one from the Centers for Disease Control. You ready for today's scare, ladies and gentlemen? Don't eat onions. What? Yes, apparently there's a big problem with onions. There's a salmonella breakout in 37 states, and it's expected to grow over the next couple of days. And I don't know how that happens, but because onions are grown in the ground, they're washed, they're put into bags. So if the bags, you know, here we are back again with the stuff that's in bags rather than just out on the counter, you know, covered with water and keeping cool. Yeah, anything like this.
Are these the whole onions? Though I couldn't figure it out if they were the chopped or the whole, because I know a lot of times the whole get.
So, like, when you buy a bag of onions, it's usually in that, it's not in a plastic bag. It's in that netting kind of a thing.
Burlappy netting.
Well, the netting's okay. But if there is a, let's see here, as of October the 18th, 37 states have got a number of cases with the outbreak. Let's see here. It started in onions that are imported from Mexico. All right, here we go. And then they are brought, they're imported by a company up in Idaho. Why the hell don't they just in Idaho grow their own onions? Why do they have to haul them up from Mexico? This is the crazy thing about the food service. So I'm going to get off on a toot here about American family farmers. Why would we be buying onions grown in Mexico and shipping them to Idaho to be bagged? Why aren't the farmers in Idaho growing their own onions and distributing from there? Makes no sense to me. Except now, there are thousands of people who were sick because they've eaten these damn onions that were grown in Mexico. The CDC says, quote, if you can't tell where the onions are from, don't eat them. Okay. Well, this is the CDC. Who's responsible for the requirements of labeling on the bags or on whatever it is, wherever is they come in bags, they come in, they're wrapped up in
netting. Well, and what about the single onions? Are those a problem if you buy like a single onion at the grocery store?
No, I don't think those are a problem.
So
frankly,
only the bags, all right.
On the bags, stuff that's in bags. But why, again, I'm just asking the question because from a farming point of view, this makes no sense whatsoever. There's plenty of land in Idaho. They got lots of, and by the way, onions are very compatible with potatoes. You could grow both of them almost in the same plot.
I was going to say, can't you grow, Idaho is potato, land.
Right. Idaho
so,
and
yeah,
Maine
that seems
and, yeah.
weird that you couldn't do both.
This week's American Family Farmer, I talked to a lady, this woman is so charming. She's from a turkey farm down in Alabama, so she's got a deep southern accent. And so we talk about turkeys because it's appropriate this time of year. We're all thinking about it. And if you don't have your turkey ordered or you don't have it yet, you probably won't get one. That's really the bottom line about Thanksgiving because the turkey supply is in short supply. This is a farm that raises about 50,000 turkeys a year. They created their own market by building a restaurant. And they just, it's completely run by the family. They have no outside help. They have just people in the family. Third generation. I don't know if you realize that, Victoria, when you found these people, but.
The reason that I wanted Bates Turkey Farm to be on the American Family Farmer Show is because it's the best turkey I've literally ever eaten in my life.
Oh, you have?
So
how'd you get it?
We have family friends in Alabama, and they send these turkeys as gifts. And
really?
So we've received these gifts, and I'm telling you, it is literally the best turkey you'll ever eat.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
They really
and the fact
know how
that
to
it's
do this.
Such a wonderful
and
family
so
organization.
Underscores what real farming is about. and what real family farming is about and the connection between family, food, and farm, which is what the American Family Farmer is all about. So if you want to check it out every week, I do an hour that's heard on a lot of these same stations, a lot of farm stations, and then the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. But each week is a focus on how some farm has been successful. And here, look at this. This is how you can make your farm successful. But this is a third or fourth generation farm that's been raising turkeys down there. And they're in the middle of nowhere. So you don't have to worry about the government or all the other, you know, happens when you're near a big population zone.
They're not far from Birmingham. They're not in the middle of nowhere.
No, they're not like,
but
but you know what I'm saying. They're not. They don't have people breathing down their neck. And I think they're the only restaurant
in
town.
In the suburbs of Boston.
Yeah, right.
They're not near Boston or anything.
Yeah, no. But anyway, this is, I didn't realize. I wish they'd ship me one. I'd like to try the turkey myself. But there really is a turkey shortage this year.
I didn't think you ate turkey, so that's why I didn't even ask.
I'll eat turkey before I eat chicken. Most of the turkeys today are grown that are around here. The local people, it's free range. And so they're okay. And that's. I think I told you the story about the animal officer brought me. His wife made some turkey lasagna, and he brought me a plate full of it, and I ate it. And you needed a hacksaw to cut the turkey. It was that tough.
Wow. What kind of turkey were they putting in?
They were wild turkeys that were on the farm.
But and turkey lasagna is ground up. It's like ground beef. Yeah. Right.
No. This was
it overcooked.
This was. No, it was not. No,
this
it was
slices turkey.
Of turkey.
Ugh.
In.
I wouldn't have eaten that on principle. Ugh. Gross.
I'm so glad I told you the story. Thank you. Anyway, how do we get turkeys?
Like, you know what would be great? Let's use turkey slices instead of noodles.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Okay, well, that's the story that I was telling, and I guess I've been discredited.
So Becky from Becky from Bates Turkey. So she said, if you haven't ordered your turkey now, you're late.
Cooked. Yeah.
That's what a lot
you
of
better
people
get
say,
your turkey
yeah.
ordered. Yeah, so, it's the same with lots of foods, vegetables as well. What do you usually have at turkey time? You have mashed potatoes, peas. Let's see.
Green beans.
Yeah. The markets right now are loaded with cranberries. Buy them if you want cranberries. You better buy them now. That's also another pretty much everything, with the exception of probably green vegetables. You're probably able to find, you know, broccoli and asparagus and stuff like that. But when it comes to the heart and soul of what the season is about in terms of the main course, turkeys are in short supply. And so now, what's the old expression? Today is Expression Day here on the DJV program. A word to the wise is sufficient. 48 past the hour.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's DJB Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken. Number one, booster shots. Who should get them and when should they get them? And is it safe to mix and match? So there's like there's like three or four questions there, Ken.
Absolutely. Doug, to decide whether you should get the booster right now, you have to first ask yourself, did I have the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson? The FDA, as of this moment, has only approved the booster for people who have Pfizer 6 months after the second booster for people 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of getting severe COVID-19. Those are the immunosuppressed people, or if you have all the risk factors for severe COVID-19, or who face frequent exposure to the virus at work, people like healthcare workers. For Moderna, interestingly, a few days ago, the FDA said your antibody levels are high, they're sustaining, you don't need a booster yet for Moderna, but actually they're meeting the advisors to the FDA this week, so we may hear in the next few days a different opinion. My prediction is that they'll just take a wait and see, but they have data that none of us can look at, but the advisory committee is meeting in the next day or two. With regards to Johnson & Johnson, this week the NIH announced a very interesting study that shows that if you have had Johnson & Johnson, you would greatly benefit from boosting with one of the other two, the mRNA vaccines, either Moderna or Pfizer. So if you did get Johnson & Johnson as a one-shot, talk to your doctor about getting a booster, and the booster should be either the Moderna or the Pfizer. And also coming out of the NIH data this week, looking at boosting, it really looks like if you had Pfizer, you can boost with Moderna. If you had Moderna, you can boost with Pfizer. And it's still not clear which is the best way to go. Maybe we'll hear more data after this advisory meeting from the FDA, but it is intriguing that you might get the best of all in terms of getting starting with one mRNA Pfizer and then trying to
see,
boost it with
here
the
we go again. The advice was not to mix them. I wanted to know that even a couple of weeks ago before I got my third shot. Okay. And I think I even asked you this, but I know I asked
we're in the midst of a brand new disease with brand new treatments, and you can only make statements based on the data you have. And they just finished this study this week, and they hadn't announced the results, and we're not going to tell you to do something.
So what would happen? Okay. Let me ask you this. I've had three, you've had three, all Pfizer. And by the way, my reaction to the third one was nothing like the reaction to the second one, or nothing like your reaction to the third one. I just had a sore arm. That was it. So let's say I decide I want to really get a booster, and I convince the guy at the pharmacy to give me another shot of Moderna. What happens then?
I wouldn't do that and get a fourth shot quickly, because you'd be a guinea pig. No one knows that.
Right.
And just the fact most people, their third shot, and only 4% of the public as of this recording have had a booster. Most people with their third shot have a very similar reaction as they did for their second shot. That's what the studies
show. So why didn't I? What's going on with me?
It is what it is. But it doesn't mean that your immune system didn't get stimulated. And,
right.
And one of the issues that we have right now is that this is a very huge area of research. Right now, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could do a blood test and I can say Doug Steffen can take his mask off, he can go live his life because his immune system is strong enough to protect him
from be good.
Not getting COVID-19.
Yep,
and wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a test that could do that? That is an incredibly strong area of research right now. It's not there yet. We don't know what these antibody blood tests mean. There's cell immunity. There's protein immunity, antibody immunity. And we don't know yet what these tests mean in terms of whether an individual is protected adequately from getting COVID-19. But this is a huge area of research, and I'm hoping in the next 3 to 6 months we have these answers.
Yeah, all the researchers who have all this work now, not that they didn't have enough work to before, you wonder what's being, for the sake of getting to the bottom of this stuff, what research that's important is being put aside. You know, thank you, Chinese government, for all of this mayhem. Isn't that, that's a question I have. What's being ignored that's important to the health and well-being of the human race because of this fiasco? That's a good question. We don't have time to answer it here, but certainly I want it to linger in the minds of people listening to this program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dura, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.